Hello, lovelies. Welcome to this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. This episode is a live recording from my most recent public appearance at the Addison Wellness Expo here in Dallas, Texas. Take a listen and imagine that we were there together.
Jennifer Hall is the host of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall is a podcast, if you haven't listened to that. She is psychic, clairvoyant, medium, empath, and channel. She is a spiritual counselor and healer, life coach, and advisor. Please help me welcome psychic Jennifer Hall.
Thank you all for coming today. Some of you I know came like on purpose for me. Thank you so much. How many of you already know me? Like, you listen to podcasts, we've met in person? Okay, so not everybody. For those of you who don't know me and haven't listened to the podcast, you should. you should. And I am a channel. I get information directly from the universe. I believe spirit is spirit is spirit. It only personifies in specific ways to help us understand its purpose. And for whatever reason, the universe has decided to use me as a mouth. And because I have cultivated the ability to allow that, I can talk to you today with confidence. So here I am. In fact, and those of you who are on your own spiritual journey, who are struggling with the, is it really me and is it really okay to believe I am this person? I'm going to tell you something that those of you who know me probably heard me say before. It is more egoic to claim that the universe cannot use you than to accept that it can. I think it would be more egoic for me to say to you, I don't have any information for you, than it is for me to say, I can tell you how to get to your highest good. That is my purpose. I want to get you to your highest good. So figure out what it is and just let it unfold. I feel like I've got a few people who are wondering, like, what's next for me? What's next for me? Let it unfold. It will light up before you. Do not force it. Don't just all of a sudden say, I am this thing. Let it happen for you, to you, near you. I didn't make this happen. It started when a friend of a friend called me and said, I hear you're great to talk to. Can I come over? I wanted to say no. I met her once. I did not like her. But I did say yes, and she sent a friend who sent a friend who sent a friend, and now it's been 10 years. So a lot, if it's for you, it will happen. It will happen as quickly as it should. Don't rush it. That's messy. You will get turned off, or you will get hurt. So when I first started doing the expo, I just wanted to get to talk to you about spiritual things, and the universe had a little bit of a different intention. So those of you who've been here before have seen me hold up a picture like this before. The night before, I draw the room, and I get some specific information for people in different areas of the room. I do not like to call out individuals. I don't think that's fair, number one, because, oh my God, and number two, there are shared messages. I've had extremely specific messages before and had 3-4 different people come up and say, that was for me, thank you. So if it's for you, it's for you. That is real, it's real in spirit, and it's certainly real around me because I will have a whole week where literally every client I speak to has got the same exact thing going on. So however it is that the universe does this for us, let's just accept it, okay? The overwhelming theme in here today is the patriarchy, it's fathers, grandfathers, male energy. This is really strong. It is going on, period, in the world, but in this room, it's real heavy. In fact, I wrote it on patriarchy, okay? First of all, I have somebody in the back whose grandfather passed. This was, relative is personal. Right? I mean, for some of us recently is last week, and for some it's 5 years ago, okay? But what you need to know is this, you could have not saved this person. Now, those of you who know me know the easiest thing for me to do is to feel that a spirit is the source of the information I am getting. Sometimes they tell me something very specific to say, I write it down like a quote, and that is what I did today. So for you, it is not your fault. Paying more attention to me could not have saved my life. I wanted to die. You are forgiven, though you never needed to be. Those words I said were, it was never your fault. So that. Okay. I also have multiple fathers. And I was asking last night, like, if there's a specific message, a specific person, and do you know the overwhelming energy I got was just, I'm proud of you? Whether your father is living or deceased, it is, I'm proud of you. I feel this hole in so many people in this room, especially a couple right over here, where it is that father never gave you that support. He is proud of you. Please let that all the way into the center of your being, because I feel it right now, and it wants me to bring tears to my eyes. That is real. It feels like when I look at my children and I feel pride. So please understand how powerful that is. And if I can send that feeling to you today, please take it. Because if that's the only reason why I walked in this room today, I think that's big enough. Okay, I also have somebody who's sick right over here, autoimmune disease. What you need is called the Walls Protocol. It's WAHLS, Walls Protocol. It's about micronutrients. Okay, it is a style of eating. The best way to do it is to eat by the Walls Protocol. You're going to get the most diverse micronutrients, you're going to heal your mitochondria, and you can get your health back. If you are not willing to do that, at least get a micronutrient supplement. It's not going to be as diverse, but do it anyway. You do not have to be sick forever. I don't care what a doctor said to you. I heal lupus. The doctor told me there's no way. You mustn't have had it in the first place. Bullshit, I did. My blood said so. Okay? So for all of you, the mitochondria of your cells are their little engine. They have two jobs, to power the healing and growth of the cells, but also to make the cell die. And the worst thing is when the mitochondria quits making the cell die because they overgrow. And that's what makes the immune system go crazy. That's what causes cancer and everything else. So Walls Protocol. So a few people write it down, W-A-H-L-S, okay? Okay, and I have one person back there who, yes, you can see my angel wings. Okay? They're, I mean, it's not mine. They're not growing out of me. It is my guardian. He's been behind me my whole life. Some people can see it. They think they're going crazy when they see it. Yes, you see it. Okay? That's real. That's there. And you don't need to be afraid of what you see. All of you, you don't need to be afraid of what you see. It cannot hurt you. Spirit cannot and does not want to hurt you. If you have seen something scary of spirit, that's because you didn't listen when it was being nice. Okay? It's like a parent, right? Like, I am the coolest mom until I'm not. Right? Spirit is the same way. If something scary happened, change your life right now. Right? The last time I had somebody come in with a demon at the foot of their bed, said she was with an abusive man, she didn't kick out of her bed. And she had gotten message after message after message. Come on. Right? Listen to spirit when it whispers, it's not punch you in the face. Which actually leads me to what I really wanted to talk about today. We don't have to have the darkness. We need it, okay? It's our lessons. We're gonna learn from it. But there is an overwhelming misnomer in the spiritual world that we have to keep that darkness with us all the time, and it's constantly light and dark, light and dark, light. Bullshit, okay? You can tell the dark to leave once you have learned. When you realize it's the same lesson over and over and you have learned it, you are passing the test. Don't carry the dark around anymore. Say thank you and blow it away. Do not fall for this idea. I had someone tell me, but I like the dark. No, you don't. Don't tell me you like the dark, okay? If it is still evoking an emotion in you, it's because there's something else to learn and it's not gonna leave. And good, all right? But if you were really to the point where it's just this annoying, nagging weight that travels through life with you, thank it and tell it to leave. Those of you who listen to my podcast have heard me say, burn the textbook, right? This is life school. We take classes. Some suck. Some are organic chemistry. And when you pass the test, you don't carry that book around anymore, do you? If it wasn't environmentally irresponsible, you'd burn that thing, right? We don't want that anymore. Let it go. You need to have a funeral for it. Can you put a photo in the fire? Do that. It's not magic, beloved. It's for your brain. All spiritual practice is for your brain. It's to get your brain to believe. That's it. Do what you need to get your brain to buy in. If you feel like the shoe's about to drop, grab the shoe and set it down. Right? It's not really a shoe, but your brain likes that. Your brain goes, oh, that's real. So, somebody said to me the other day when I was trying to talk to them about letting go of the darkness. this. He said he read some book, and in the book, the author said, educate the demons so that they're smarter. But that's still walking around with them, right? And it's not demons anyway, let's be clear. That is personification of your own human bullshit, right? Like, there are no, I promise you there are no demons. I promise you. People see demons. People are fucking demons when they're assholes sometimes. And if you have one in your life, please send them packing. But if you are seeing that kind of imagery, if you're having those dreams and those experiences, you need to look beneath them because it's always symbolism. And when you educate your demons, they don't just go away, they transform. It's metamorphosis. Do you even know? Metamorphosis, think about a butterfly, right? A caterpillar decides it's ready to be different. It completely liquefies its body and reassembles itself to a completely new DNA to be a butterfly. The same material, but something entirely new. Do that with your demons and then you are powerful. That's what I did. I was raised by a demon. Shit, she's not here. If you follow me on social media, you probably saw me throw out a hint about grapes. People are asking me all the time, how do I listen to my intuition more? And they're expecting it to be some loud thing, big, elaborate, whatever. What it is most of the time is a fleeting thought. And so grapes is a great example. Happens to be thanks to my son. My son came out of school, 9, last week, and he had all these red dots all around his mouth. And it was sort of purple and red. There were no bumps, no anything. And the first thing I got was grapes. And I did send him with a container of grapes, but I know my kid's not allergic to grapes. So I kind of write him off. Man, I kept thinking about grapes. And I was just like, he's not allergic to grapes. I take him back in the school to the school nurse. She goes, take him to the pediatrician right now. So we're walking home. I'm like, I am on my way. We walk into the pediatrician's office. I'm in the waiting room. I start Googling pictures of rashes. And the only one that looks like what is going on my baby's face is a leukemia rash. Now, as I'm like, oh crap, I think grapes again, but I just let it go on by. Going to the pediatrician, he's looking at my son, and I say, so, doc, I did something you're not supposed to do. I Googled it, and the only thing that looks like it is leukemia rash, and he looks at me, and he's pale. And this is not a pale man. He is naturally of color, and he went pale. He said, I'm sending you upstairs for blood work. Starts doing the paperwork for the blood work, and my son's like, what's leukemia? And I'm like, let's talk about that later. And he goes, by the way, there is something that could have caused this. You know what I'm gonna say, right? The container the grapes were in, when he was done eating his grapes, he sucked it to his face, and he was walking around lunch like, okay? Okay, you little shit! I mean, first of all, thank you, Lord. But the universe was telling me, if I would have taken just a minute to look beneath the thing that obviously wasn't it, to say, tell me about your dreams, right? Or to even think for one more second about it, I get some pretty clear messages. I probably could have said, you sucked that thing to your face, didn't you? And saved us a whole lot of drama. If that is how your intuition works, it's that little whisper, and a lot of times, even I miss it. What the hell? So pay attention, okay? And when it's something that doesn't make sense, look beneath it. When it's something scary, look beneath it. Almost everybody I know has had some psychic somewhere at some time tell them they had an entity or a demon or something. Guys, that's a symbol for something else going on within you that you need to heal. So let's heal it, right? Do the hard work. Say, oh shit, that is true about me, that sucks. And take it out and throw it away and fill it with light instead. Change. You can. And as you do, and some of you have, and as you continue to, as we all do, because we are not there yet until we're dead, right? Be careful, because there's a fine line between dominance and confidence. A lot of times as people awaken, they exert dominance on others. No, that doesn't help them. It sets them backwards. Be confident instead. And watch that grow even if you're faking it at first. I started by faking being confident. And now, very interestingly, just in the past couple of months, I have had people in like every sort of slice of my life maybe they don't know exactly who I am or what I do, they know my kids or whatever. I had a bunch of people tell me like the word they would use to describe me is confident. I thought, man, I've come a long way from that little girl. I needed everybody to tell her she was sweet. Speaking of that, ladies, men too. I mean, take this from y'all's side if you need to. Don't let some man make you less. I know it's a very human little thing, but I bought this new, like, rolling thing to bring all my event supplies in. Yesterday, I'm at Lowe's, I'm checking it out, and I'm opening all the boxes, and some man walks by, and I know, I could feel, he thought he was flattering me somehow. And he says, "I know you cute little things, not putting tools in that." Now, first of all, he was right. But why are we looked at that way? And why do we like it? There is a generational gap that, thank goodness, is going to roll over. But it is women just a little bit younger than me and older, and somehow we think we want to be somebody's fucking princess. No, you don't. Princesses are bought and sold. Be the queen. Mm-hmm. Call yourself that. Don't think, "I want to be somebody's princess. I wish he'd treat me like a princess." No. Be the queen. And quit calling yourself a girl. I got invited to some really spectacular, awesome Facebook group. It's all for business women, but they're calling themselves like Girls of Dallas or something. I cannot click accept because I am not a girl. I don't see a girl in this room. I hesitate to call my 9-year-old daughter a girl because she's a queen. I tell you, she's brave. Our generation and older, we need to just own it because they're running it. They are. It's pretty awesome. There's those of you who have kids around you, maybe you've noticed that all of the cartoons, like the CEO is a woman, like it's women, power, it's girl power. And my son a few years ago said, "What about boy power?" And I'm like, "Explain boy power to him, particularly white boy power." And now he's a feminist. But we have to watch that, you guys, because we fall into the trap. And it sets men up defeated because they do, and this is science, I love science, they do feed off our hormones and things. Let's not teach them to see us as less than we are. And I know there's not a man in this room that needs this lecture, so that's why I'm teaching all the women, because they need it. Okay. So something else I've got that I really need to tell you guys about is plenty. If you are looking for abundance in your life, you gotta have plenty first. Most of us are walking around in sufficiency. Like, I can pay my bills, and I can come to the expo and buy a crystal, or I can do whatever, but it's sufficiency. If you're trying to manifest abundance, you're not going to be able to do that until you get plenty. And that's because of your brain. Okay? It's your brain. Your brain doesn't believe you can go from sufficiency or brokenness to to abundance. So for now, focus on plenty. I have plenty. And say it till it feels real. Say it to your steering wheel. That's my favorite. Talk to your steering wheel. We all have Bluetooth now, so nobody's gonna think you're crazy. I started doing that before that, and people thought I was crazy. Okay? Work that, make that happen. Okay? I swear the universe freezes time when I'm in here, because 30 minutes goes by fast, but I get to talk about all kinds of stuff. Okay, so something else I would like to talk to you guys about is perception. This is really important, especially for a spiritual person on a spiritual path. We have different eyes. And chances are your coworkers, your spouse, your siblings, your friends, your whoever doesn't have those same eyes. They see the world differently. And we get so frustrated that that's not fair. It's not fair. It's like if you were colorblind, nobody would get frustrated with you that you didn't recognize blue. They would understand. Don't be frustrated by people's limited ability to see or to understand. Appreciate where you sit, right? Some of you heard me talk about being on the balcony. Those of us on the balcony, we have the privilege of sight. We can see past the houses and over the treetops. We can see farther, we know more. The average person around us is standing on the ground. Maybe they can see the front door and a few trees and bushes. Car going by. They can't see like we can. They don't know. They have no idea. Why do we feel like we need to talk to them like they should know? Not only do they not know, they don't have a way to get up to the balcony yet. And the more we push them or encourage them or drag them up there, the less likely they are to come, especially if they're someone super close to you. Nobody wants to do what their spouse or their sister or their brother tells them to do, or their child or their parents, right? So recognize that this is a privilege, not a burden. A lot of people carry it around as a burden and they end up really resenting the humans around them. It's a privilege that you can see. So just ask yourself, what does this person need to hear to get as close to this as possible? And translate, speak their language. And then take whatever BS they have to say and translate it up into your language. Okay, quit trying to change everybody and they'll change on their own. Does that make sense? You know, when I first got together with my husband, we were friends as children. We got together and, you know, automatically weird things started happening around him. But he, to this day, like, he gets it, he cannot deny it. He's like, Greg is kind of afraid. I used to think I was supposed to get him up here somehow. When I quit caring if he ever got to see the view from up here, he started to catch up. They'll catch up when you quit forcing them to, right? Okay, I have somebody over here. When you feel that emptiness in your gut, your solar plexus, it's because you're taking your own power away. Do you guys know much about the chakra system? Okay, we take energy, of course, up through our feet, right? And into our kundalini, into our sacral, that's that pit of the stomach. This is where we should train ourselves to say, what do I learn and how do I grow up? Okay? This emptiness I'm feeling is because this person, maybe a few people, are bypassing the most important, I believe, part of our human path. This solar plexus is the place where we process and eliminate what we have taken in. It's like a burning bowl. Do you know what a burning bowl is? It's a ceremony, right? Down. Like if you're too judgmental, you write, I am judgmental, and you watch it burn. Again, for your brain, right? Your brain says it go to ashes. This is what the solar plexus is for. It's, I learned something, maybe I gained something, and I'm going to release the rest. Okay? You have to imagine that it is burning up. We're burning that textbook and blowing away the ashes so that it can flow upward. When you talk with somebody who focuses on chakras and they tell you that their heart is blocked or bleeding or whatever, this is a filter, okay? It's a filter. It runs down your arms. It is not about human love. It is spiritual love, and it is trying to get you to shut the hell up until you learn what you need to learn and release the resentment and the poison that you got from it. And so when somebody says that to you, what they're actually picking up on, and not too many are able to look deep enough to see, is that you didn't let go of the textbook. When you start to do that with consciousness, it frees all this up, okay? That energy then flows right out this voice box. They call this the narrow bridge. You ever tried to say something to someone and you couldn't talk? The universe is begging you to shut up until you have learned. Okay? It's not saying that you're wrong, because you're probably right. That person probably does need to learn that, but we are not here to teach them. We are here to learn. And if they're 99% wrong, that 1% of yours must be dealt with first. And this will all stay locked up until you do. This is the requirement for spiritual connection, right? If you are not doing your life school part, the spiritual part, you're never going to get any farther. Okay? The spiritual information, everybody says they want their third eye open. That's not actually what you want. You want your crown to open. And every time you burn and you let go, this opens farther and you get access to more knowledge. The third eye is the translator. It's what makes it useful, right? If it's all esoteric knowledge you can't use until the third eye is ready to turn it into English, right? And some people's translator is better than others, or more for you than others, right? Some people choose me. They like my delivery, right? Maybe you like somebody else's delivery. Maybe you like, you know. I had somebody refer to me one time. She had been seeing someone who meditated with her for an hour before they spoke. I was like, yeah, that's never going to be me. I'm not for you. But every time we do the human work, this opens. So if what you're looking is for spiritual clarity, I'm happy to tell you that it starts with human clarity. And I'm just saying, it's okay. It's okay that I'm carrying around this baggage from my childhood, from my ex, from my whatever. I can heal it, right? Some of you could say it with me, what do I learn? How do I grow? If you can get to where that's the first thing you think, no matter what happens in your life, then you will expand. No matter what time you know, because she waved at me already. So those of you who are interested, in the past year I've started doing seminars. So once a quarter, and I have a few of the cards up here. There's a bunch more at my table inside. Just tells you the link to get on and whatever. You probably found a card in your chair that will help you find my podcast. I'm also on all the social media. What you might enjoy, what I'm feeling some of you for sure need to do, is come to the seminar. This is totally a Q&A. This is driven by you. I just walk in and say, what do you want? And people start asking me questions. Okay? Not questions like, is my baby daddy cheating on me? Questions like, how do I connect with my spirit guide? Or how do I manage my energy? Like, spiritual growth. That's why it's called spiritual growth. If you come wanting a psychic reading at the event, that's not what you're going to get from me. I'm going to go, everybody else paid to talk to me. And it says that really clearly on the event description. But if you want one. Also, I do have tickets to get into the event. If anybody wants a free ticket to get into the event, I will hand you one. I do have to say that probably the most important thing that you can allow yourself to do is quit arguing with yourself. Okay? Focus on the emotional awareness. Is what I'm about to say or do, is the way I'm about to deny that I just had a real experience here today or that I really am this spiritual being, is that really what feels right? Or is that what my mind is telling me to do? That's what your mind is telling you to do. Just let it go. Change the radio station. Our brain's a radio, right? I mean, great example of that is kids, right? You have kids. Everybody thinks you're supposed to be worried about your kids. Don't worry about your kids. Worry is prayer, right? Trust what you know. Thank you for coming.
Everyone. No big deal.